You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
Welcome back to Empathica Radio. I think we're a couple weeks behind. I'm not too sure. But we're back at it, finally. It's been feels like it's been forever for me and Brendan, but I know for you guys it's only been a couple weeks since we pre-record everything. But we're back. So what have you been up to, Brendan?
Not a whole lot.
Just work?
Yeah, mostly.
Yeah, me too.
On vacation this week, just doing shit around the house.
Just a random vacation?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. So, since we've been gone, last time we recorded was at the beginning of July.
Yeah.
Even though we pumped out three episodes last month, we still have been out of it for over a month. But, what was the only, where'd we go concert-wise? Iron Maiden
in the middle of July.
Middle of July. What'd you think of the show?
Last time I saw him was like a... I don't know. They played all their 80s shit, so it was better this time. They played newer stuff, which, eh.
I agree. I felt like they played way too much off the new album. I know that's what they're promoting, but come on, guys. We're all there to see the old stuff.
Exactly.
What'd you think about Ghost?
I missed half the show, but, I never cared for him before and just didn't exactly impress me. Just me. Whatever.
I'm disappointed in you, Brendan.
Really?
Yeah, I'm disappointed in you. You really, that just breaks my heart. That was, I thought Ghost, as sound quality goes at the show, I think Ghost sounded way better than Maiden.
Yeah.
I couldn't hear Bruce Dickinson at all.
The vocals weren't loud enough or he wasn't singing into the microphone or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
It sounded wrong.
Well, the way I looked at it was how we were off to the side of the stage.
Uh-huh.
I'm thinking it was just shit sound from the equipment. Because when we left, me and the old lady left before the last song, when you're walking out to the parking lot, you're pretty much lined up center stage.
Yeah.
And it sounded fine.
Oh,
I could hear him and everything.
Yeah.
I was like, it sounds better in the fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
So that pissed me off. It's just like, you know what? Fuck Riverport. I don't know if I'm going to go back there again. Or whatever the fucking name of the place
it's
is.
Riverport.
Yeah, it's always going to be Riverport. You don't like it? Tough shit.
Also, the first couple songs, the drums sounded wrong. Like, half the drum set was mic'd, the other half wasn't. I don't know. It just sounded like
maybe the hell. Maybe the sound guy pulled a mic and didn't have all this shit on.
Yeah.
When I used to go with Mike to the Mexican clubs he'd run sound at. He'd do all the sound check. Because, you know, these guys, they have a drummer, guitar player. They'd have, like,
horns and whatnot.
They'd have accordions.
Yeah.
You know, all that shit.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one time we're standing behind the sound behind the soundboard, and he's doing everything, and they're, like, second, third song in.
Yeah.
And he's like, he goes, oh, shit. And he leans up, and he unmutes the accordion player.
Yeah.
So, like, the first three songs, we couldn't, the accordion wasn't even coming out. He could hear it.
Yeah.
It was on the stage mics, but or monitors, but it wasn't on the, for the audience. Mike's like, oops. He's like, fuck him. He's like, they'll never know. He's like, god damn. Maybe that's what happened. Maybe they were just like, oh, shit. Gotta turn that on. It was hot as fuck.
Yeah.
I do realize the more and more I go into bigger crowds like that, the more and more I realize I hate people.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's just because I'm getting older and I just... It was nice having seats, though. I had to hold up the kid a lot for the Maiden part because everybody's standing.
Yeah.
You're in seats. How about we sit the fuck down?
Exactly.
Why are we standing? I get when the band first comes out, everybody's excited.
Uh-huh.
But by the time the second song starts, why don't we just sit back and relax and watch the show?
Yeah.
No, everybody wants to stand. So I was like, happened to hold her up for a while. I put her down, hold her, you know, I was just like, I don't know. I'm wondering if we were more center stage, if it would have sounded better.
Yeah, it could be.
But I don't know. I don't think I went to any other shows. Me and Tim went to the Railhazer. Show, the one at Foo Bar, and then I went to the one at Vintage Vinyl.
Went to both of them.
Yeah, I ended up going to both. They were both, it was fucking killer.
Really?
Yeah. It was weird at the Vintage Vinyl.
Why is that?
It was like quiet.
Yeah.
And I think it was because of just everything in the building absorbing the sound. Yeah. You know, it was just weird. But it was cool, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was just like, I don't know, I was like waiting to just get like blasted in there, but it wasn't bad. I was like, oh, that's strange. But I'm just guessing a lot of the sound was being absorbed, but it was cool.
How often do they ever have live bands playing there?
I have no idea.
Rare.
I would imagine. I don't know if that's something newer they're doing or if they just do it every great once in a while. But yeah, that was the first time for me.
Yeah.
But it was pretty cool. Standing in one of the aisles, you know, with all the records and watching them. It was cool. They had Schlafly was there.
Yeah.
And had free beer. I didn't end up drinking anything, but I just got off of work and I didn't fucking feel like it.
Yeah.
Plus, I don't know. Before I'm gonna start drinking, I want to put the hurting on it.
Yeah.
I'm not just the guy that's gonna have one beer. I'm like, that's good enough for me. I'm like, fuck that. I want to drink. But it was cool. It was actually nice. I think that's the first time I went down to Del Mar and actually found a parking spot.
Oh, really?
You know, like right
on the street?
I wasn't on the street. You know where Cicero's is?
Nope.
It's down towards the end, kind of right by where the actual loop is. And there's a gigantic parking lot back behind these buildings.
Yeah.
And every time I go to Del Mar, that's where I try to head to the park, just free.
Yeah.
And so does everybody else in St. Louis. But there is a parking garage, like, in the middle of it that you can park in, but it's like $5, which is what I was planning on doing because I know I'm not going to get on the street.
Yeah.
I know that's not happening. So I'm heading in from work and I'm like, well, I'm not even gonna fuck around. I'm gonna go straight to that garage, pay the $5.
Yeah.
Whatever. And it's not far from Vintage Vinyl anyways. It's just right down maybe a couple blocks. So I'm coming up on Cicero's there. I go, you know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna pull back there and see what I can't see.
Yeah.
So I pull in back there and there was a shit ton of spots. So I was like, all right, cool. Pull in there and parked and walked over there and watch a show. Fuck, I think I was home by 8:30, 9 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They played for like a half hour or so.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad.
Was it just them playing?
Yeah, it was just them. I guess it was their CD release show.
Yeah.
But it was cool. Let's play something, Brennan.
Alrighty. That was about a song by the band Bone Storm called Plague Rider.
Let's do it. We'll be right back.
was Bone Storm playing Plague Rider. They are from the Central Connecticut, Eastern Virginia area. And you can find them at facebook.com/wearebonestorm.
Right on. So, Brendan, whenever you, when people, let me rephrase that, when people ask you, oh, what kind of music are you into? Do you ever just not even feel like answering?
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, you just want to be like, eh, whatever, just because.
No, I never say that. People would say that. I like everything. Oh, fuck you. No, you don't. I just say hard rock, heavy metal, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because I do the same. Well, I mean, I only say, oh, metal.
Yeah.
But then they're like, oh, why do you understand that? But I hate when I tell people that, and then they ask, like, what bands, and I say what bands.
Yeah.
And then they still come to me and start talking, oh, so-and-so was playing here last night, and they'll be like, some fucking band that's on, it's an alternative band.
Alternative rock.
Yeah. Right. And I'm just always like, I just look at him, I just want to be like, I don't fucking care. And I hate to act like, or, you know, the elitist, you know, like that. But it's like, and I guess I don't, but it's just like, don't talk to me about the fucking band you like, because I don't like them and I don't fucking care. But this is, I know they're probably just trying to make conversation, but, oh, have you ever seen this band? I'm like, no. Did when I said I listened to Dying Fetus and, you know, stuff like that, what makes you think that I've listened to, I don't know, Alien Ant Farm or, you know, something like that? No, I don't fucking listen to that.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus. The best, though, is talking about this podcast.
Oh, really?
That's my favorite. Like, people are like, oh, you got a podcast? Well, what is it? It's like, oh, you know, we play unsigned, independent metal, punk, or hardcore bands. And they're like, you know, they look at you like a fucking dog that heard something funny where their head tilts, you know. And I'm just like, yeah, it's bands you've never heard of.
Yeah.
And that's the premise, you know. And I try to explain to them that we're trying to promote these bands.
Yeah.
And get exposure for them. And it's just like, well, okay. You know, it's just like, it's just people that aren't into that, this specific genre. Like, I guess they just don't get it, because most people are, they're so blind, and they only listen to what's on the radio.
Yeah, they didn't realize there's a such thing as a band that exists that
that's,
doesn't get played on the radio.
Right. It is exactly that. They're like confused about it. And I always say, you know, we promote underground bands, and I don't even think they understand what the fucking, what underground means.
Yeah.
So these guys aren't dead zombies coming up to fucking play.
Although that would be cool.
That would be cool. I would be down with that. But, you know, it's like, I know I've said this before on here. It doesn't matter what you like. If you like country, whatever. You like rap, whatever. You like just regular alternative rock, whatever. But go look for these bands that aren't on the radio.
Because
they're out there. But like, nobody realizes it. It's like, you know how many bands you probably miss out on?
Yeah, yeah.
Because, well, the radio station doesn't play them.
Yeah.
It's just like, it gets tiring trying to explain that to people that that have no idea what any of that shit is. You know, it's just,
just listen to the radio because it's easier.
I guess it's just, it's aggravating to me. It makes me tired. People ask, you know, this or that, and it's just like, it's like, so I don't even want to get into it. But speaking of an underground band, let's play this next one, which we've been playing a lot of them, and we're going to keep playing a lot of them.
This is Bright New Day by the band Railhazer.
We'll be right back.
That was Railhazer playing Bright New Day. They're out of St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at facebook.com/Railhazer.
Right on. I'll tell you what, seeing them guys twice and that close together, talk about a band that what you hear on their album, what you're going to get live.
Really?
Yeah, and that's always fucking awesome. Always. There's, I don't know how many bands I've quit listening to.
Oh.
Because I've had the studio albums, and you go to the show. And I always give bands more than one try, because I understand live performances is, you know, you can have your off days. It's going to happen, especially touring bands, you know. You're beating yourself up every night.
Yeah.
Shit's not going to be the same, and I understand that. But when it's, like, so far off, and mainly vocally is what I look at.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, technically, the guitars and drums should be.
Yeah.
Should be. You can't be that bad where it's not going to sound like the record. Uh-huh. But, I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. But when a vocals come on there and they don't sound anything like the CD, the first time I see it, I'll be like, you know, dude could be sick, wore out, whatever. But then you go back another time and it's the same bullshit. Yeah. And I'm just like, okay, fuck this. It sucks. There's been a lot of bands I've, like, had to quit listening to, because I know that it's just all studio. And I get... The studio wants to make you sound perfect, and they get in there, and that's fine. But come on, there's a point to where when the person's doing their thing, and it's like...
ends up not even sounding like what they actually sound like.
Right.
Just overproduced.
Right, and unless you're just doing that, and you're just going to be doing studio albums and not touring, not doing it live, then let's hear it. I'll keep listening. But when I go to a live show, I expect to goddamn hear what's on the record. And, and Railhazer does that for sure. Very, very excellent band to see live. I'll be going back to do that as much as possible. I think we got another St. Louis band we're going to play.
Yeah, it looks like the band Slightly Less Infected. They're going to be playing the song Rock and Motherfucking Roll. Less Infected playing some rock and motherfucking roll. They are out of St. Louis, Missouri, and you can find them at facebook.com/slightly less infected.
Awesome. Did you see that Misfits doing another show?
No, I did not.
Yeah. California, I believe,
really?
In December. They went up, like, they were sold out within like a day or two. But not like a week ago, but yeah, they're doing another show.
With
Danzig,
Jerry,
yep.
Who's playing drums nowadays? Someone, wasn't it? It wasn't John Tempesta, was it? It was someone.
It was a Slayer drummer, old Slayer.
Oh, Dave Lombardo?
That's who it was.
The last
two last shows. Time, but I don't know who is doing it now.
Well, they need to come to St. Louis.
Hey, we'll get there. There's no way they'll come to St. Louis unless it was a...
Yeah,
a tour.
Yeah,
they're not gonna just come to St. Louis like that. There's nothing.
Because where were they? Denver and Chicago before, something like that.
There was three. Was it two shows or three?
Oh, I thought it was just two.
It might have been two. Yeah, Chicago and you're right. I think it was two. Chicago for sure.
Yeah.
Should
have driven up there.
We should have. That was fucking stupid that we didn't.
Yeah.
And I didn't even think it was a Saturday.
Was it?
I'm pretty fucking sure.
Yeah.
And you know what? It was like $100 or something for a ticket. And I'm like, I'm not, oh, come on. And then what did we spend on the Maiden concert?
That was damn near.
Yeah. I think the tickets were more.
Oh, really?
For the Maiden concert. Yeah. I'm sorry, for the... No. I'm thinking the Metallica concert. Oh, sorry. Yeah. That was more than what I would have spent to see the Misfits.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wrong show. Yeah,
I see Metallica every couple of years.
Right.
Last time you got to see the Misfits, you were, what, 2 years old? probably three or four.
When did they break up for good? Good?
83.
Yeah, I'd have been three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, I'd have been 3 years old. So we should have spent the fucking money and drove up there. God damn it. I'm still debating. Oh, man, is that weekend? God, that big rock or metal festival that's going on in Southern Illinois here.
Oh, that's September 7th, 8th, 9th. I think like 2 weeks from now.
Is it 7th, 8th, and 9th? What
something
do I got?
Something like that.
Ah, I got a fucking class I got to take that weekend.
Really?
Yeah.
It'd probably be something I need to plan in advance.
In advance, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if it does good, it'll be back next year.
Yeah, I think it's the third one they've had. This year is the third time they've had it.
Really?
Something like that. I think that's what their website said.
Okay. Yeah. We'll keep an eye on it. Maybe next year if they do another one, or we'll go down there. It's only like 2 hours for us.
Yeah.
That ain't shit.
Uh-uh.
You know? We're taking a... me and Bill have to take a hunter safety course.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because... we never took it.
Are you supposed to?
Yeah.
Like, mandatory?
It's mandatory. Yeah. We never did. And we've been hunting, but been getting away with it because of Walmart people not doing their jobs years ago.
Uh-huh.
And we're like kind of grandfathered in.
Yeah.
It's weird. I'm not even going to get into it. But I'm hunting in Missouri this year.
Oh.
And that card that you need to take that class... they have to have physical proof of it.
Oh.
And so I'm fucked. I got to take it. So Bill needs it too because he never did either.
Yeah.
And he is in the same situation. We've been talking about doing it for years and we just never do it. Well, now that I'm hunting in Missouri, I'm like, dude, we got to take this class.
Yeah.
Like, well, I'll sign us up. And he's like, okay. And so it's going to be two grown-ass men, 137, 136, and a room full of 13-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's going to be ridiculous. I'm not looking forward to it. Bill was like, hey, bring Ashley, you know, my daughter. He's like, bring your daughter so at least we can act like we're there for her.
Yeah.
I'm like, she's going into the fifth grade, and it says you need a sixth grade reading level. I'm like, damn it. So I can't even use her. Oh, no, we're just taking it because for her.
Uh-huh.
No. We're going to be in there like a... fucking bunch of assholes. Oh, well. All right. This next band we got, all the way from Spain.
Espanol. Actually, that means Spanish, doesn't it?
I don't fucking... whatever. Like I don't know, Brendan. Quit making us look like assholes. God.
Anyway, name of the band is Bloody Brotherhood, and the name of the song is A Tyrant's Land.
Not to move around. We
Was A Tyrant's Land by Bloody Brotherhood. They are out of Guipuzcoa, Spain. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that, but you can find them at facebook.com/bloodybrotherhood.
Yeah, brutal, love it. That is what I search for, right there. That death metal.
Yep.
That is what I fucking live for. But. I haven't even been to a good, like a real good old school death metal show in a long fucking time. Now that I think of it, what was the last one we went to? Who did we go see recently?
We went and saw Goat Horror.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, that was cool. I forgot about that.
Who the hell was opening for them? I forget.
There was a local band that opened.
Yeah.
Oh, was Bastard there?
Yeah, Bastard.
There's two local bands. Yeah, I can't remember the first one. Local band Bastard, which we've played on the show. They're pretty fucking good.
Yep.
And then another national act, and I can't remember
Yeah, I forgot.
They were more like a progressive kind of death, if you remember. I meant to check them out because I know it was kind of boring to watch.
Yeah.
And no disrespect to them, but we didn't know them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, it's hard to get into stuff like that if you don't know it. That's something I like to just, I want to sit back and actually listen to. Yeah. And then once you, if I like it, there's plenty of progressive death I listen to, but I know the song, so I know, then I want to go hear it. But hearing a band like that for the first time is just always like, it's just like,
especially when you're waiting for another band that you do know.
Right. So that does make me biased at the show.
Yeah.
But fuck, if I could probably go buy the CD, listen to it right now, and be like, this is fucking amazing. Yeah. Oh, what was my problem? But I mean, I do that all the time. But it was, they were good musicians, nothing against them. It's just, I was just ready to see Goat Whore.
Yeah.
You know, and plus when you're playing that progressive, they don't get really too intense on stage or nothing. But whatever. What we got up next, buddy?
Looks like Yellow Day Union playing Hysteric Tide.
Yeah.
That was Yellow Day Union with their song Hysteric Tide. They're out of Orlando, Florida. You can find them at facebook.com/yellowdayunion.
Cool. This next band we got up here, Casket Robbery.
Yep.
They just released a 3-song EP called The Ascension. This is one of the songs off of it. I believe it's out now. I know it was coming out in August. I can't remember the date. But you guys will like this. We played Lilith earlier in a couple of our past episodes, but we got the full EP now, so we're going to be playing some of them for the next couple episodes, so you can check them out. What's the name of the song? The
name of the song is Pockets Lined with Flowers. Pockets Lined with Flowers by Casket Robbery. They're out of Madison, Wisconsin. You can find them at facebook.com/casketrobbery.
Yeah. Check them out and get on there. Buy that fucking CD. It's good. What we got next, buddy?
Looks like a band called Spider playing the song Can't Control.
Cast! Control! Cast! Control! I can't control this triggered operation. And my mind is a filled frustration. I never thought, I never could. My mind is splinters just like wood. Why never could go down. My mind is splinters just like wood. Yes! I left you me, now I'm gone. I've got your favorite one. I never said, I never could. My mind is splinters just like wood. Why never could go down. My mind is splinters just like wood. Can't control. Can't control. Can't control. Can't control. Can't control. I picked up, walked out the door. I never see your face anymore. I never thought, I never could. My mind is splinters just like wood. Why never could go down. My mind is splinters just like wood. Can't control. 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 Busted minds and broken lives, I cannot realize. They tell me I'm so unusual. I never mind what happens here. They say it isn't clear. They tell me I'm so unusual. Control! Control this triggered operation. And my mind is a filled frustration. I never thought and I never could. My mind is splinters just like wood. I never could go, go. My mind is splinters just like wood. God. My mind, I never could. Ow. They take me back, they take me back on a god. Can't control. 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 Can't control.
That was a song, Can't Control, by Spider. They're out of Long Beach, California. You can find them at facebook.com/spiderofficial.
All right. One left.
All right.
So if you guys like the show, please get on iTunes and leave us a 5-star review to help bump up our ratings to get us up higher in the bracket for people to find the show and discover these awesome bands. You can find us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com, was that slash? Is that what they call that?
Yeah.
Just regular slash. Slash Empathica Radio. On Instagram, at Empathica Radio. You can find me at Empathica Smitty on Instagram. I don't know if it's in, oh, we got a Twitter account, but I don't fucking use it. I don't even know what it is. It might be at Empathica Radio, too. I don't fucking know. Yeah, you know. Get on there, hit us up. If you guys know other bands that are looking to do something like this, send them our way, because we want to expose as many fucking bands as we can. That's what we love to do. Plus, me and Brendan are always looking for new music, and this is the fucking coolest way to do it, the way I look at it. So, we will see you guys in a week or so, since we are running a little behind this month. But let's end it.
All right, this last band is Defiant Brood. They're out of Cumberland, Maryland. You can find them at facebook.com/defiantbroodband. And the name of this song is The Night Air.